其中有一卷，其中有五卷，就是所谓智慧书，箴言是其中的一卷哈。
There are 66 books in the Bible, and five of them are books of wisdom, and Proverbs is one of them. So Proverbs 10, right?
第十章二十二节，我们一起来读好不好？我今天用这一段话跟大家分享我里边的简单的感触哈。第十章二十二节，好，我们一起读。耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and He adds no trouble to it.
耶和华，这位耶和华，就是上一次我们说的那一位自有拥有的神。
The Jehovah here that we were talking about is the same one that we talked about last time. It's a God who was and is.
那上一次呢，我们是按着中文“自有拥有”这个字句，我们把它解读说，它就是自己存在，它不是别人造的。
So last week we were using the Chinese version of it to translate it that he was I am who I am, that he is not.
等一下，我解释这个。OK， 你就说、okay. He exists by himself.
OK， he exists by himself. OK，
他的存在不是因为人去造他。是他自己存在的。
And that his existence wasn't because someone else created him, but because he existed by himself.
而且他永永远远存在。
And that he exists through all eternity.
那事实上，按照圣经的原文，把它翻成英文，他们是翻译说，就像刚刚讲的 ，I am who I am， 他的名字，这位神的名字。
So the English version of it, uses I am who I am.
当时摩西问他，你的名字叫什么？他说我是 I am who I am.
So when Moses asked Jehovah what his name was, and God said I am who I am.
那有人呢继续说也是 I am what I am.
And some people even went on to say that his name is I am what I am.
所以 I am 这位自有的就是这位神的名字。
And I am is the name of the Lord.
那这是 I am who I am 是什么意思呢？
And so, what does it mean? What does the phrase I am who I am mean?
它就是我就是所是的那一位。
This means that I am. I am.
很难翻哈、哦，就像刚刚我们唱那首诗歌，我会永远爱你。
Just like the song we sang, I will always love you.
我们歌里面看到有一个人好像很孤单。
In the song, we see that someone is very lonely.
那你觉得需要有一个人来陪伴你
？Maybe you feel that you need someone to be there for you.
他就是那一位。
God is that.
你需要一个安慰你的。
You need someone to comfort you.
他说我就是。
He says I am.
你需要一个帮助你的。
You need someone to help you.
我就是。
He says.
我们的神就是这样。好，你需要一个拯救你的。
You need someone to save you.
神说我就是。
God says I am
who I am. 我就是你需要的那一位帮助者、安慰者、拯救者。
And so God is basically saying that I am the one that you need. I am the comforter, the savior, and the helper that you need.
那什么叫 I am what I am?
And what does what I am mean?
就说我就是，我就是所示的那个内涵。
And basically, what it means is that I am the means, the
内容
the content of the substance, the content of.
比如说
it is.
我需要平安
So, for example, if I need peace,
神说我就是
God says, I am.
我需要喜乐
I need joy.
神说我就是。
God says, I am joy.
我需要智慧。
If I need wisdom.
他说 I am.
God says,
我就是。
I am wisdom.
所以这位神呢，就是这位神所赐的福，使人富足。
So, the blessings of the Lord brings wealth, and that's what it means.
那我们大家都很喜欢富足，对不对？没有一个人喜欢贫穷。
All of us here would like to have wealth, right?
所以很多人看到这个，哦，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，好开心，我们来信耶稣
啊。So a lot of people when they see this, oh, you know, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth. Oh, we're so happy. Let's believe in the Lord.
事实上也是，你看亚伯拉罕很有钱，对不对？
In a way, it's true. Like look at Abraham. God blessed him, and he had a lot of wealth.
好，那我们不多说，我直接讲，因为时间关系哈。使神所赐的福使人富足，并不是说一定使你很有钱。
So when God talks about the wealth, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth. This doesn't necessarily mean that you will become very rich.
或者让你有很多身外之物
or it doesn't mean that you will have a lot of material things.
他乃是说
what this means?
他使人因着够信任他而享受他够用的恩典
what this means is that he enables us to trust him enough to enjoy the grace that he gives us.
那个恩典哈，我印象中好像基督徒用这个术语哈。我刚信耶稣，我不知道什么叫恩典，我听我这个术语我不懂。
So what does grace mean? When I first knew Christ, I didn't know what grace really meant.
好像是一个新的词语。
It seemed like a new vocabulary for me.
它的意思就是我们平常讲的恩惠、帮助、好处。
This
差不多就是这样。
Grace can be explained as, in some ways, benefits,
help,
and 恩惠 it's
favor.
Yeah.
甚至呢，因着我们对这一位神信任的心很足够、很富足，我们就享受了他很丰盛的恩典。
So to a point that when we trust in the Lord, to a point that we really enjoy His
abundant grace.
Grace.
那这是我的一个体会了哈，不知道各位的见解如何哈。那我就试着来讲我里边的感受哈。为什么？因为在这个地上。最宝贵的富足是什么？就是在信上富足。
So this is my reflection, my personal interpretation. So in this world, what is the most precious wealth? And I believe that the most precious wealth is to be abundant in faith.
有别的地方也说，在好事上富足，就是听神的话。去行神所喜悦的这样的好事上富足，会积成生命美好的根基。
And in other places, it was talking about how to be wealthy and abundant in good things. And then what's the second part? I'm sorry.
积成生命美好的根基。
So that you can save for.
Set up
a good foundations for your spiritual life.
那，我举一个例子。事实上，我们这个人，应该怎么讲？以前有一个哲学家或是文学家。
So an example is that in the past there's a philosopher,
或者是一个文学好，也是一个文学家。
And someone who
好像是托尔斯泰俄国是不是有一个？他就曾经讲过这种寓言故事哈。
So this Russian writer had a story.
他说， 他说有一个人他给人说你们呢就是去跑，你尽你多少你跑多远哈，那你一天从他规定的时候到他规定的时间截止跑完，你跑多远能够围到那个地就都是你的。
So the story goes like however much you run, if you can, like the land that you can circle around, that land is yours.
那可是你必须要跑回到那个原点。
But you have to run back to.
所以有的人就想，哦，那我就尽量跑远一点
了。You have to run back.
跑远一点哈，那这样子呢？
So a lot of people were thinking, hey, if I run a lot, the further I run, the more land I get.
可是当他跑得很远的，到最后呢，回不来了。
A lot of the times he runs on and on, but at the end he couldn't come back.
结果有人到最后呢，他就力竭而死了。
Some people ran so much, they died.
那个他死的那所需要的地是多少？
But when he dies, how much land does he really need? He really needs the land to only the space enough to bury him. This is not a real story. This is a story that he wrote. But this really depicts the human nature and the greed and the laziness.
你想想看。我们在地上光溜溜的来，像一缕青烟的离开，什么都不能带去。
So if you think about it, when we come to this earth, we came here without anything, naked. And then when we go, it's just as if it's a smoke, like smoke, then leave.
而我们在地上的年日是上帝借给我们的。
And the time, the years that we have on this earth is what God lends to us.
如果我们在上帝给我们的年日里有他够用的恩典。
So if we have given the years that God has lent to us, if we have enough grace given to us by him,
可以过我们的活，让上帝在我们生命中做他生命的工作，
that we can have
就好了，对不对
？That we can have our living and let God does His work within us. That's enough.
所以神说，我的恩典是够你用的。
So that's why God says, My grace is sufficient for you.
那如果神给我们不仅够用恩典，而且很丰盛的恩典
，But if God gives us not just the sufficient, if God gives us enough grace, that's not just sufficient for us, but it's very abundant.
圣经说，富人跟穷人在世相遇，都是神所造的。
In the Bible, it says those the wealthy and the poor, when they meet on this earth, they're both created by God.
如果神给你恩典是满溢出来
，If God gives you the grace that it overflows.
你是一个所谓的富人。
That you are what people call the wealthy.
这个就是我刚讲的，在好事上富足。我们看一下好不好
？This is what I am talking about. That in good things that you're wealthy in the good things.
提摩太前书第六章。
So we can go to First Timothy.
17节到19节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17
你要嘱咐那些今生富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神又要 OK 又要嘱咐他们行善在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
So, verse 17 says, commend those who are rich in this present world, not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Commend them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
你知道这地上的财物有一天会是无用的。
You know that the wealth of this world one day will become useless.
我们用这个资源一方面供应自己所需，一方面也去帮补别人。
We use this resource on one hand to provide for ourselves, or provide for our needs, but on the other hand, to help other people.
如果我们是这样子的话， 那到钱财无用的时候，我们的这所行的这一切，按着神所带领我们所行这一切，会把我们带到永存的帐幕里去。这是圣经的应许。So
if we follow this commandment, and that when the time goes, and that the money no longer becomes useful to us, God, when our time comes, we will enter God's kingdom.
好。 那, 所以在信上富足。
So here he says to be abundant and wealthy in faith.
是很大的，很宝贵的事。
Is a very precious and important thing.
好, 并不加上忧虑。
So back to Proverbs, it says it doesn't add any trouble.
为什么神赐的福不加上忧虑呢？
Why does the blessing that God gives us not add any trouble?
因为信任神的心很富足。
Because we trust God,
we have rich faith
in our God.
我们这个人 就会随着神的心意来流转。
And our hearts will be maneuvered according to the flow of the Holy Spirit.
而来, 做决定, 来行事,
To make decisions and to do certain things.
就会被保守在神的里面。
And that we are going to be protected by God's grace.
就会享受丰盛的平安。
And that we will also enjoy abundant peace.
我们看到很多圣徒,
We see a lot of saints.
他们也许健康, 有一点, 身体有点缺, 不够健康。
We see some saints that maybe they're a little bit lacking in their health.
他们可能有一点, 在人看来有金患难。
That maybe in some ways, in the eyes of the world, that they have been through a lot of tribulations.
不是因为他们犯罪造成这样，而是好像神量他们的人生遭遇就是这样。
It's not a consequence of their sins, but it's simply because God has given them circumstances like that.
可是神给他们够用的恩典。But
God gives them sufficient grace.
他们的生命活得那么美丽。
Their lives are so beautiful.
发光,
that it gives off light.
作眼,
that it's
as if it's salt. It's salt.
If you read Streams in the Desert, there's a devotional, you'll be able to read stories like these.
那就是在信，神就是鼓励我们要在信心上富足。
And God is encouraging us to be wealthy in our faith.
我有一些亲戚非常有钱。
I have some relatives who are very, very rich.
但不是最快乐的。
But they're not very happy.
我认识有的人不一定很有钱，可是很有主。
I know some people who are not very rich, but because they have God, they have God.
他们活得好像 很带劲，很有平安，有安全感。
They live with a lot of peace, a lot of security, and with a lot of 带劲
energy. Yeah. 那所以我其实我要讲这个哈，我讲这个就是要让大家说，神真的爱我们，他要爱你，爱一个人，你就是要把很多的美好的给他，对不对？
So, God really loves us, and if you, when you love a person, you want to give, the person a lot of good things.
那上一次我们讲到神爱我们，他就等着要祝福我们，那个祝福就是我刚刚讲的这一类的祝福。
And last time I talked about how God loves us and He's waiting to give us blessing.
但是
，But，
除非我们的生命光景。常常是在蒙恩得救的情况里。
Unless our spiritual condition is always in the
we are saved by God's grace.
Yeah, is in the condition that we're saved by God's grace.
不然总有一个拦阻，叫我们得不到神这一类的祝福。
But there, unless we are always in God's grace.Sometimes that there's a barrier, there's always a barrier that is going to make us not able to receive God's blessing.
那个拦阻就是罪。
And that barrier is sin.
那罪把上帝跟他的美好的祝福，我刚刚讲的这一类的美好的祝福，跟人隔开了。
And that sin separates the people, God's people.From the blessings that God wants to give to them.
那所以呢，我今天还要跟大家再进一步的谈一下这个罪的这个什么是罪。
And so today I want to go in depth about what is sin.
嗯，我们神是良善的本体。
God is good.
A goodness.
God is goodness. God is what He means to be good.
他是所有美德的那个怎么讲？那个核心，那个枢纽。
So He is the core of goodness.
那偏离了神所看的罪，就是因为生命的事是神自己在调理的。所以我们要按神的心意来了解什么叫做罪。
The things concerning spiritual life is directed by God. So we really need to live according to God's will and what God interprets as sin.
那偏离了神的心意。而走自己的路，这个就是罪。
So when we walk away from God's will and we walk onto our own path away from God's will, that is sin.
或者另外一个说法就没有对准神的心意。
Another way to say it is that we're not aligned to God's will.
而去活自己以为是的生活。
And to live a life that we think, that we think is good.
那这是神亲自教导我的。
And this is an example, the lesson that God has taught me personally.
我曾经有非常好的动机要为神做事。
I've had very good motivation to work for God.
非常好的动机。
Very good motivation.
而且也认真地预备自己。
And I try to prepare myself.
要为传福音的事效力
，and to preach for the gospel.
但是我以为可以这样，可是错了。
And I had thought that I could do that, but then it was wrong.
我去读了书一些书，差点被掳去。
Some books that weren't that weren't biblical, and I almost fell.
你知道我们吃什么东西会影响我们的健康，对不对？
You know that whatever we eat is going to affect our health.
我们的脑袋也不能随便吃有毒素的东西。
And our brain cannot eat or consume things that are toxic.
我那时候不懂。
Back in that day, I didn't understand that.
差点就要被仇敌掳去了。
I almost was taken away.
我觉得不平安，不对劲。
I felt like something wasn't peaceful, and something was not right.
我去请教很认识神圣灵的老师。
And I asked a teacher who knew the Holy Spirit well.
他给我指点。
And he gave me some advice.
以后神亲自教导我。
And then later, God told me,
你要放下那个书。
You need to let go of that book.
你如果再去读那个书，就是犯罪。
So if you go on and read that book, that is sin.
如果在别人看，要去读一本很好的存在主义的书，这怎么是犯罪呢？
That,
不是，对不对？
That book, was about creationism, and it seemed like, you know, it seemed like, how could that be a sin?
可是从神的那个角度来看，我做这件事就偏离了他的心了，偏离了他真理的道了。
And what I did, deviated from His will and His word.
就那件事，神亲自跟我说，罪就是偏行己路。
And through that, God told me that is, walking in our own way. Wait, 你说
what kind of book was it about?
存在主义的书。
So it's not creationism, what is
it? Existence.
存在主义的书。
Okay.
Talking about our existence. 那个存在主义有那个有好的有不好的。有好的有不好的。
So basically, doesn't believe in God.Right, the book
有无神论写的，也有信神的人写的。
Okay, so the book was written by people who, some of them people who were atheists.
我刚好读到是。
Who believe that there's God, but not necessarily Jesus.
我读到的是无神论写的，因为我那个时候才刚信耶稣没有多久，
so,
不是很懂。
Sorry, I translated that, and I was like,
yeah. 那当我一放下，一回转。圣灵就像江河充满我。
And so when I let go of reading that book, the Holy Spirit filled me like a river.
所以我知道，当我们走在神的路上，我们就很容易遇见神。
When we are walking on God's path, it's easier for us to meet God.
如果我们不走在神的路上，走自己的路，有时候我们就迷失了。
And sometimes when we are not walking in God's path, we are walking in our own way, it's easy for us to get lost.
神要祝福我们，我们拿不到那个祝福。
God wants to bless us, but we cannot receive that blessing.
但现在我要讲。
But now I'm going to say.
我简单的分两类。偏行歧路，有一些情况是表现的样式是很高尚，很优雅。
So sometimes walking in our own way, sometimes on the outside, it might look very elegant and very, even
high
class,
noble, high class. 有时候好像是在做好事。
And sometimes it seems like it's doing God's will.
但是这样的情况很容易博得人家的欣赏。
And this kind of situation, a lot of the times win the approval of other people.
这个我想我不要举例子，我们大家想一想，大概都想得出来哈。
I don't think I need to give a lot of examples for these because people can.
那另外一种偏行歧路的样式呢，比较低劣，比较粗俗。
And another type of walking our own way seems a little bit base, a little lower.
恶语恶行
Maybe it's the bad words or actions.
很多人就很厌恶，很唾弃。
It makes a lot of people disgusted.
那我们世人一般人以为的罪是第二种。
A lot of people think of, when people think about sin, they think about the second kind.
那至于第一种的对第一种的拼弦记录，有时候我们还很敬佩有加。
And for the first kind of sins, a lot of the times we admire those people.
有时候这种情况呢，有一些就是神的神属神的人说，有时候算是一种天然的好。
Sometimes this kind of situation, it can be our natural man's goodness.
那这种情况，如果不是第一种，这第一种的偏行极路，如果不是圣灵的光照，人不容易认出那个是罪。
And if it isn't the Holy Spirit shining His light in us and telling us that it's a sin, the first kind of walking in our own way, a lot of the times people cannot recognize that it's actually a sin.
我当时就是蒙上帝的怜悯，圣灵光照我，我才知道那个是罪。
So then I didn't know that it was sin until God revealed it to me.
那当然。除了这两种以外，还有一些，比如说，有一些人不怎么认识神，甚至完全不认识神。
So in addition, there are other types of sins, and that when people don't know about God.
可是他呢，在某一些点上，他所想的、所做的，好像不知不觉跟上帝很合，哈。
So what he or she does, just coincidentally, seem that it matches with God's will.
这个有点像我们看罗马书第二章。
This is similar to what it says in the Bible.
十四十五节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
十四十五节哈。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Okay, so verses 14 through 15. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bear witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them.
那我自己娘家的一位姐姐。
I have a sister.
她还没有信主的时候
，before she became Christian，
她根本不知道神的一些想法。
She didn't know a lot of the things that God's way of doing things.
可是她在财务的处理上跟上帝的作风很雷同。
But in regarding to finances, what she did was very was according to God's will.
所以她在财务上蒙了祝福。
So that she was blessed in her finances.
她不仅可以照顾自己，她帮补别人。
Not only could she really help herself, she also
很蒙上帝祝福。
And that she was really blessed by God.
但是她生命中其他的点还是需要神成就。
But in other parts in her life.Also, still needs God's salvation.
弟兄姊妹，透过生活的种种，如果我们愿意用诚实的心面对我们自己生命的光景。
So through different kind through everyday living,
the happenings in everyday life.
Everyday living, if we can.
很诚实的 honestly.
Okay, so if we can be honest with ourselves,
面对我们自己生命的光景
honest with our current spiritual condition,
客观的来体察人性的软弱
and to be objective about weaknesses of human nature.
这个软弱可能是我们自己的，也可能是在别人身上的。
These weaknesses could be on our part or in the lives of other people.
我想有心学习的人一定都会发现一件事。
Well, I think that people who are who want to learn can.Discover one thing.
罪是何等强有力的纠缠着我们。
Sin has a really strong pull on us.
我们认识到，这个就是罪，可是我们不一定那么容易就摆脱它。
Sometimes we know that this is a sin, but it's not that easy to get rid of it.
我不知道你们有没有这种感觉，我有，我有哈。
I don't know if you have this kind of feeling, but I do.
好像是一个坚固的营垒。
It seems as if a stronghold.
那你好像被牢笼在那里面。
It seems as if you're enslaved to it.
你不容易突破。
And it's really hard to be set free.
很多时候。很多时候好像是如影随形的，好像就是黏着你。
Sometimes it seems like it's stuck on you.
旧生命的那个倾向，好像就是黏着你。
The old self just is stuck on you.
你很想像耶稣那样，像某一些人那样，哇，活得那么在主里那么优美，可是好像你。活不出来。
And sometimes you want to be like Jesus and other people who live out really beautiful lives, but sometimes it's really hard to live it out.
我们需要一个拯救。
And we need a salvation.
所以这一次我领圣餐的时候，我特别要邀请弟兄姊妹来面对这一件事。
And so today, when we take the communion, I want to invite everybody.To face this situation.
我们来纪念。
Let us remember.
爱我们的主在十字架上。
That our loving Savior died on the cross.
他为我们背负所有的罪。
He took all of our iniquities.
他那个压制是有多大？
How great was the pressure and the burden on him?
借着他的死
that through his death,
把那个掌死权你知道那个死就是因为罪而来
you know, death comes from sin.
圣经讲说死啊你的毒钩死的毒钩就是罪
in the Bible it says that the sting of death is sin.
如果没有罪我们就不需要跟神隔绝
If it wasn't for sin, we don't have to be separated from God.
那所以呢，神呢就借着死，就把那个罪呢除掉了。
So through death, God got rid of sin.
我不太会讲哈。我这边又刚我们今天唱那个歌说 Almighty God， 我说是神，你是 Almighty God， 你是全能的神。
So I'm not really good at explaining this, but when we were singing the hymn Almighty God, in my heart I was crying out with the same.
对，你知道在旧约哈，旧约的那个神，旧约的那个先知，他们在预言传福音的人，他们怎么讲？旧约的先知。
So the prophets in the Old Testament when they were prophesizing over, Evangelist.
以赛亚书四十章第九、第十节。
So let's look at Isaiah 40.
四十章第九、第十节，我快要讲完了。
Verse 9 and 10.
他这边讲四十章第九、第十节啊，四十章以赛亚四十章，报好信息的，就是传福音的，报好信息给锡安的啊，你要登高山。报好信息给耶路撒冷的啊，你要极力扬声。 扬声不要惧怕，就是要大声的讲，因为以前没有麦克风，所以要到高山上大声的讲。
So verse 9, you who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. And this is because back in the days we didn't have, they didn't have microphones, so we had to go up on the mountains to shout, spread the word.
他要登上高处，大声地讲，让更多的人听到。
You want to get on the high mountains to shout it out so that more people can hear about it.
他讲什么？他说：“看啊，你们的神。”
And what does it say? Here is your God.
主耶和华必向大能者临到。
See, the sovereign Lord comes with power.
这一位，我就是所赐的那一位自有拥有的神。他要向大能者临到。
And this God, who is the I am who I am, is going to come with power.
福音传福音的人，传那个神跟那个跟传福音的说，你们要说，看啊，你们的神。
So when you, the evangelist, when you,
你们的神要向大能者临到。
Evangelize to other people, you need to say, they say, see, the sovereign Lord comes with power.
所以今天是第一次的主日哈。
So this year, today is the first Sunday.
我跟主说，主啊，我自己，弟兄姊妹都要被鼓励，不论。我们生命中什么纠缠我们的，拦阻我们可以蒙你时刻祝福的，主你是大能者，都要让你来破除。
And so this year, I have a prayer that no matter what it is in our lives that becomes a barrier in our lives, for God to bless us with.Great power. We ask God to take it away.
神是大能者。
God is the one with.
不论罪用什么形式。
No matter how sin comes,
把我们
form,
挡在我们跟神之间。
That it blocks. It's in between us and the Lord.
神都有办法光照。
God can.Reveal His light in us.
只要我们愿意，神都有办法帮我们挪除。
And as long as we are willing, God can take it away.
所以我们看最后一处圣经诗篇二十二篇。
So we can read Psalm chapter 22.
二十二篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm chapter 22, verse
二十二一到三。
1-3.
对不起，这是倒数第二次，我快讲完了哈。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀恨的言语？我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不助声。但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的，宝座又作居所。
Okay, so the verses 1-3. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, and am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel.
这是大卫在西元一千年左右写下来的，是一个预言。我们的救主要替我们怎么死。
And this is David's psalm 1,000 years before Jesus came, and he is prophesying about Jesus, how he will save us.
那在马太福音二十七章。
And if we go to Matthew chapter 27,
这真的是最后一处了哈。二十七章的。45-46节
Matthew 27:45-46.
耶稣在十字架上真的就应验了这一句话。耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，
So when Jesus was on the cross, he actually testified to the what happened.
The prophet. 从五正道伸出，遍地都黑暗了。约在伸出，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
从正午到下午三点钟是日头最亮的时候。
So from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, is when the
这个就是我们现在时间正午到下午三点。
Now it's according to our hours right now. It's from noon time to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
可是遍地都黑暗了。
But the whole land became dark.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是全宇宙最可怕、最大的冤狱。
And this is because this is the biggest, the biggest, sorry,
冤枉，冤枉怎么讲？
Sorry, I had a brain fart. 冤枉, Jimmy, can you help out? Huh? 冤枉, it's like,
对不起，我的英文都没有那么好。冤枉,
like it's the greatest. But he didn't do something wrong, but he was blamed for it. He was okay. The biggest false
accusation. 对，那他不知罪，他从来没有罪，全宇宙只有他是没有罪的。
So he didn't know sin. He never had sin, and he was the only one without sin.
然后我们全世人所有的罪都放在他身上。
Everyone's sins in this world, from the past till the future.
他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?”
耶稣在这个之前从来没有跟天父离开过。
And before this, Jesus has never been separated from God.
因为罪，天父必须离开他。
Because of sin, God has to forsake him.
旧约说，天父 定义这样把他压伤。
In the Old Testament, it says that God, it was God's will to bruise him.
把他献上当作替罪的羔羊。
To sacrifice him as the lamb.
为了叫那个在我们生命中那么坚固掐着我们的这个罪的那个锁链可以断掉。
So that the sin that is enslaving us, that is holding on to us in our lives, the chains can be broken.
所以弟兄姊妹，我鼓励大家常常想到，不论我的难处是什么。
So, brothers and sisters, every single time when I think about this, no matter how difficult my situation is,
不论我们的软弱是什么。
It doesn't matter what our weaknesses are.
我们的神是 Almighty God, 是大能的神。
Our God is an Almighty God, a powerful God.
神的灵一定会来帮助我们得释放, 因为耶稣已经成全救恩了。
God's light will definitely, will surely help us to be set free.
所以呢, 我们要来求告他。
So we're going to come and
call upon him. 我们求告他，我们跟神说：“神啊，你一定要祝福我，你一定要释放我。”
And we are going to cry out to God and say, "Lord, you are going to bless me. You're going to, you have to set me free."
我不要罪挡在你跟我之间。
I don't want sins to be separating you from me from you.
我要与你合为一。
I want to become one with you.
你知道救恩，福音 可以用两个耶稣的名字就讲明了，一个就是耶稣，一个就是以马内利。
You know, salvation can really be explained in two names, and those two names are Jesus and Emmanuel.
耶稣就是要把他的百姓从罪里救出来。
So Jesus means that he's going to save his people from sin.
以马内利就是说罪除去了，上帝就要跟我们同在。
And Emmanuel is that once the sins are gone,God is going to abide with us.
那神所赐的福就会使我们富足，不忧虑。
And the blessings that God gives us is going to is to bless us, and it won't give us any trouble.
所以我们今天领圣餐的时候，我们感谢耶稣。
So today when we take the communion, we're going to praise the Lord.
他为我们赢得了大能的释放。
He has won for us a great a power of setting free, delivery.
Deliverance.
Deliverance.、
Yeah. 那个，所以诗篇第二十二章第三节说，要赞美他。
So in Psalm 22 verse 3, it says to praise him.
当我们赞美他
，that when we praise him,
赞美就是。我相信的一个确认。
And when we praise him, it means that it's an assurance that we believe.
对，我相信，我赞美你。哎，这个赞美就为我们开门，我们就可以进到主的同在里。
I believe, and that when we pray, I believe, and that when we praise, we are opening up the door, to God's blessings.
Yeah, to God's presence.
Presence.
那个弟兄姊妹，我们在这边讲的哈，都是真实的，真实的上面的事。
Brothers and sisters, everything we talk about here is real.
Okay, 那我们唱一首诗歌。对不起，我好像时间还是有点延长。我们唱一首诗歌，然后我们就来领圣餐，我们就结束哈。
We're gonna sing one.
颂赞诗选四十九首。
We're gonna take communion.
颂赞诗选四十九。Hallelujah for the cross.